This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Yesterday on Stateside, we heard the story of Jennifer Myers. She was the 37-year-old woman who died of sepsis at the Macomb County Jail in 2013. That jail has been dealing with chronic overcrowding problems for a lot of years now. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is here to tell us more about the role the county's courts play in that situation. So why is the jail so overcrowded?
Hi, Lester. Well, it's been overcrowded, or they've had a pretty chronic overcrowding situation for actually about the past 15 years or so. Lately, the opioid epidemic and heroin has had a huge impact on the population of the jail. A lot of people showing up there detoxing with serious addiction issues. Also, like in county jails all over the country as well, mental health issues, a lot of mentally ill people winding up in jail as well. But looking into the numbers, a lot of people are in the Macomb County Jail for basically misdemeanor offenses and some fairly minor crimes. So that contributes to the overcrowding.
So back to Jennifer Myers for a second. Was this what they call a pay or stay situation?
Yeah, it was. So a little bit more about Jennifer Myers and her background. She was a 37-year-old mother of three children. She was addicted to heroin. And she had been in jail a number of times, actually 16 times since 2008 until the time she died there in 2013. This was for a range of offenses, everything from traffic infractions and unpaid child support, which was actually the last thing she was incarcerated for, to some drug charges and also retail fraud. She basically could have walked out of jail if she had been able to pay $500 toward the delinquent child support that she owed, but she couldn't pay it, and so she went to jail. And this is actually a pretty common situation all over the country, again, but especially with people who are addicts or who are simply poor. A lot of times they start out in the system, get in for a couple of minor offenses, misdemeanors, and fines and fees pile up, and then they start cycling through the court system over and over again, and a lot of that time they end up in jail.
So this is what they call a pay or stay. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, it's actually not supposed to happen for the most part. There are some limited circumstances I'll talk about in a minute, but pay or stay sentencing, the U.S. Supreme Court actually ruled it to be unconstitutional, to be the modern-day equivalent of a debtor's prison in the 1970s, but that was never really strictly enforced. A lot of judges continued doing it anyway. This is Michael Steinberg. He's with the Michigan ACLU, and they actually pushed recently for a new court rule here in Michigan to put some pretty strict limits on pay or stay sentencing.
It's unconstitutional unless the court inquires into a defendant's ability to pay and finds that the defendant has the ability to pay and refuses to pay.
So basically, you can't just send somebody to jail if they could otherwise pay to get out. You're sending them to jail because they're poor, and you shouldn't do that. Steinberg says the ACLU had been pushing for this new court rule restricting pay or stay for years now. He said the practice seemed to spike in Michigan, especially pretty recently, around 2009, when the Great Recession really hit. But it didn't really seem to get much traction until there was another high-profile death in the Macomb County Jail. It was David Stachewski. He actually died there in 2014, but it hit the news in 2015. And there was actual video footage of him dying, a pretty horrifying-looking death.
I remember that, yeah.
From drug withdrawal from prescribed medications that he didn't receive while he was in jail.
This was a shocking death, and the fact that he was in there for an unconstitutional sentence really caught the attention of the court.
And so the Michigan Supreme Court did act, and there is a new court rule now, and that took effect in 2016.
Well, I guess the question is, are the courts now complying with the rule?
Well, I can't speak for the courts as a whole, obviously, or even all Macomb County courts, but I did spend some time in the 39th District Court in Roseville. That's just outside Detroit. That's the same court that sentenced David Stachewski to 30 days in jail for what amounted to fines over unpaid traffic tickets. And I heard a lot of this.
$300 or 30 days. Macomb County Jail, $125 crime victim rights fee, plus a $100 benchmark fee, and then count two is 175, 700 total, or 30 days, Macomb County Jail.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. That was just the judge reading off the law for certain offenses and the associated penalties. But I did see several instances where the court didn't seem to be fully complying with this new court rule. One example is a guy who came there shackled and in a jumpsuit. He'd already been in the Macomb County Jail for 11 days. He did not look physically healthy at all. And in fact, his family said he has severe mental health issues and that the prosecution was recommending treatment. He pleaded guilty to violating probation, and this was all over not paying some fees over a slew of misdemeanor charges. Here is his probation officer talking to the judge. She says that the probation office had never seen him at all, and they don't think he's ever going to comply with probation.
He's been incarcerated 11 days, so I'd recommend credit for those 11 days served. $820 is what he owes on our file right now. I'd recommend that be paid or serve additional time and just close out the file.
So the judge did end up waiving this man's fines, but he did get a 45-day jail sentence along with credit for the time he'd already served, and there was no formal hearing about his ability to pay. Another very similar case that same day, another man already in jail who had racked up lots of fines and fees over misdemeanor charges. His court-appointed lawyer even said this to the judge.
Well, it's a financial issue at this point, Judge. He's in and out of the hospital. I just don't see that he's going to have any ability to make money and pay.
In the end, the judge closed almost his cases and cleared the fines too, but he did get a 30-day jail sentence, and there was no ability to pay inquiry.
So did you talk to any of the judges about this?
Well, this was in Judge Catherine Steenland's courtroom that I was in. She could not be reached this week, but I did talk to someone with the office of Chief Judge Marco Santillo with the 39th District Court. That office said they are definitely aware of the new pay-to-stay court rules. They got that memo, but each judge who's elected runs their own courtroom, and he couldn't comment on reports of what happens in other courtrooms.
I understand Macomb County paid someone to look at all of this recently. What did they find?
There was a big study done on the jail. It was commissioned in 2014, and it finally came out this year. And the big reason goes back to overcrowding. They were looking at why the jail's overcrowded, what can we do about it. This one took a really deep dive into the county's whole criminal justice system, obviously including the courts. And it found that basically Macomb County is putting too many people in jail for misdemeanors. There are too many people who are should be considered low-risk offenders who are in there, and that the courts in Macomb County have relied too much on fines and fees to fund themselves, and also that judges are setting what, quote, extremely high average bail bonds. And it suggests, easier said than done, get money out of the county's criminal justice system.
Hmm. Do we have any information about who's actually in the jail at any given time in Macomb County?
We do have some. It was a little hard to come by, but basically we know that about 40% of people in the jail at any given time in recent years, it seems, 40% are there for felonies, and the rest are there for some combination of misdemeanors and what are called public order offenses, which is usually alcohol-related. So that is significantly fewer people in for felonies than the national average.
Okay, big question. Will we see any real systemic change here now?
We might, to some extent. Anthony Wickersham is a sheriff in Macomb County, and he says that the county is moving forward with at least a couple of the big recommendations from the study. And one of them is a new central intake and booking facility. And the idea behind that is that it can allow them to assess defendants based on their risk to the public, which when you think about it is really who should be in jail. And when they're first arraigned, and therefore you can keep lower risk people out, divert them out of jail and keep the higher risk people in. Another potential thing that would be a really big change if they acted on it would be actually getting rid of cash bond, which is where the judge, when you first arraign and come before the judge says you basically need to pay this amount of money to get out of jail. The study recommends this. There's actually some national traction on this. In a way, it's similar to pay or stay. You go home if you can afford to pay bond. And Sheriff Wickersham says he could actually support getting rid of bond altogether.
Data does show it's safe. It's the communities, the individuals are supervised. So yeah, I would be in favor of something like that. But again, something I don't have control over.
And that's a point that he made again and again, which is that there are a variety of people involved in the criminal justice system making these decisions. So at the end of the day, we'll see how on board they are.
That is Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick, who's been investigating the Macomb County Jail. Thanks for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you so much.